Community and Indigenous Radio across Australia. I'm Henry Tai. The Royal Commission into Banking, Superannuation and Financial Services opens proceedings today. Justice Kenneth Hayne has set the terms of reference with the aim to confront banks with their misdeeds. Aaron Monopoly asks Dr. Paul Mazzola, lecturer at the University of Wollongong, what's next for the Australian financial industry?
Yes, I think an inquiry is going to be made into banking. You can't ignore financial services. And financial services covers quite a broad category, including brokers, financial planning industry, and importantly also the superannuation industry, which all are important components of the financial system. So they really can't be ignored.
Commissioner Hayne has asked the banks to provide submissions to the commissions as a starting point. Do you think this will reveal much about the bank's behaviour?
Yes, well, at least it will provide an idea of the kinds of misconduct that's being carried on. The banks are actually asked to voluntarily submit examples of that type of misconduct. But interestingly, Commissioner Hayne was quite clever in limiting the length of the submissions to 50 pages. And that's relevant because it will avoid the banks actually taking advantage of either obfuscating or making their submissions overly complicated and really need to be concise and get to the point of the major matters where they've failed, as opposed to filling the document with a lot of minor matters. So I think the Commission is really trying to get to the point and not giving the banks much wiggle room.
Can this Royal Commission do a proper job in the fairly limited time that it has?
It's hard to really determine as to whether the 12-month period that the Commission has been given is sufficient. Look, I think there's a balance. We can't really have too short a period because that will defeat the purpose of conducting an in-depth inquiry. But similarly, we can't have too long a period that the inquiry can drag on and lose public interest. What I think Hayne will be able actually to elicit the key issues, and there's no reason why further sort of more concentrated and focused inquiries could follow at the end of the 12-month period, which might focus on particular issues that arose out of the initial inquiry.
Do you think there are some surprises that could come out of the submissions by the major banks and financial companies?
Well, I guess we'll get to find out. There will be public hearings, so the public will be given an opportunity to voice their complaints, and the real issues, I guess, will come out from that. Interestingly, and I think one of the focus of the commissioner will be to determine as to whether there's any dysfunctional culture or governance system within the banks which has given rise to a lot of the misconduct matters that have hit the press. So that will be, I think, an interesting focus because, as we all know, it's been touted that culture is the responsibility of the senior management and the board of directors. It comes from the top. So a lot of bankers have a lot to lose and some embarrassing moments, I think, over the next 12 months.
Some media outlets have reported that banks are planning to cut jobs to restore profitability if there are significant costs leading from the Royal Commission. Does this sound like they believe they might have a case to answer for?
Well, I think, as I just said, there will be a lot of bankers with red faces, I think, during the next 12 months. So I'm sure that one of the effects will be that there will be bankers that will lose their job. Now, whether the banks should really use scapegoats in terms of other employees as a threat to either the inquiry or anyone else, I think would not be necessarily justified. But certainly this inquiry will incur significant cost to the banks in their day-to-day response to the inquiry, the legal costs, etc. So there will be costs. I hope there won't be necessarily staff retrenchments as a result of this, except for those who were to blame for any of the misconduct.
Do you think the banks will voluntarily provide financial reparations after the Royal Commission revelations?
That matter will be to be taken outside of the inquiry. I understand that Kenneth Hayne actually has come out and said this is not an inquiry that will, for the purpose of meeting compensation claims by individual claimants. So it's the purpose of the inquiry is broader and not intended to meet individual circumstances. However, there may be, at the conclusion of the inquiry, individuals who may be happy to step up and challenge the banks in a court of law.
Dr. Paul Mazzola from the University of Wollongong ending that report by Arid Monopoly.